Let's start with the title, Ghost Sign, Poems from White Buffalo. What does that mean?
Well, many years ago, back in the early 80s, in fact, probably 1982, if I recall, J.T. Connell and Don Bush opened a coffee shop in Pittsburgh in the old Hotel Stillwell. And the coffee shop was going to be a place for artists, musicians, poets, writers to come in, have coffee and talk, a place to meet. And it did just that. And the problem was it did just that. And the artists and the poets would come in and buy a cup of coffee and sit all day. And it was hard to pay the bills with only guys buying cups of coffee. JT and Don funded it for a long time. It was called the White Buffalo Cafe and Emporium. The business folded, but the idea of the White Buffalo, which was, we were told by that it was a sign of spirituality among Native Americans. I speak without any experience on that, just word of mouth, hearsay. But nonetheless, JT put together this group of sort of troubadours who would give poetry and sing songs, give readings around the area. And so he asked me to go with them. I think one of our first reads was probably up in Kansas City. I was not a part of the group at that point. And then after that, I was with them when we went to Joplin for a reading, and we just sort of, you know, melded. So we were called White Buffalo. The title of the book, Ghost Sign, is a reference to those signs that are on buildings that were painted in a bygone era that have all but faded away. And yet they're up there. You can still see them. And I really appreciate those store owners and business owners who keep the sign, you know, as a sort of archaeological evidence, if nothing else, that there were others before us. You know, we begin to see our connection to our ancestors, to the past, and I think that's special. And another interesting thing for JT and I, and probably the other two, although they're younger, JT and I can remember, for instance, when a lot of those businesses that are now depicted in ghost signs were once thriving. And so that, for us, that's sort of symbolic of our own, you know, passing time and our lives just slipping away, you know. And we wanted to hang on to that. So that became sort of the leading metaphor of the entire book.
Al, can I get you to read a couple of your poems from Ghost Sign?
All right. I don't know that this is the best poem in the group. It does tell a story, and it's about being a boy in 1961, and Kansas was having its centennial year. And so the grade schools were asked to do projects, and our class project was the teacher sort of said, go learn about Kansas, basically. I don't remember what we performed in front of the school, but I remember what all the kids did, some of the things, you know, from the various grades. And the neighbor lady took me, my neighbor lady, Joanne Schonk, took me and her son out into the graveyard, and we found the oldest grave in the cemetery, okay? So I call this poem Hunting the Oldest Grave in the Town Cemetery. Hunting the oldest grave in the town cemetery was acclaimed as one among many great history lessons completed by the third grade class during the Kansas Centennial. The class waded among headstones drowned in fescue and crawled below the junipers to etch newsprint with charcoal. Classmates visited the old fort and balanced on the ramparts, catching the faraway cries of stragglers from the skirmish on Cow Creek. Others, in tilling the garden, turned horseshoes between Tom's tomatoes, unearthing a bit more of the Iowa City blacksmith. North at the natural ford, some searched the unplowed pastures for buffalo wallows and military trail wagon ruts. The class dug a hole below the flagpole and planted a time capsule with their full names signed in pencil on a scroll of Big Chief. They would each be 109 when they dug it up, except for the new kid from Missouri who had been held back a grade. He'd be 110. Yeah, most of that was pretty much happened. And I remember the teacher saying, now, in 100 years, we will dig this up. And we're all going, how old will we be? She said, you'll be 109.
You'll wow. be dead.
Wow, yeah, yeah. That hit later. I was like, wow, 109. And then we kind of remembered the other guy. He'd be older than us. You know, it was one of those moments, you know.
Can I make a request?
Yeah.
How about another tornado warning?
You know, that's the one I opened to first. So here we are, just off of Tornado Alley. Maybe we're in it. You know, I don't know. But I've noticed that some Kansans don't scare easily with tornado warnings, okay? My mother and mother-in-law and father-in-law don't. And they simply get in the closet. I've seen Kansans when the storm sirens go off, instead of going to the basement, they go out in the porch. Where is it? What's coming? Okay. So this is another tornado warning, and I think you'll see that. Grandpa puts Grandma in the closet with a flashlight, a bottle of water, and a video poker game. By and by, he joins her, although he has to sit on a stepladder. He closes his eyes and listens to Larry the white cockapoo whimper below Grandma's chair. As the storm builds, Grandpa opens the closet door. The television casts a pale blue eye across the living room. Grandma sleeps, and Larry shivers with each roll of thunder. The St. Louis Cardinals are up by 2 runs, and Albert Pujols is stepping to the plate.
Can I get you to pick out a poem that is one not written by you?
Yeah, here's one by Melissa. And it's about her husband, watching my husband cook. I apologize, Melissa, if I don't read this the way you would. Watching my husband cook. He moves down the length of the counter, a pianist scooting left on the bench to play the lower notes. 3 steady notches in the cutting board. A bag rustles. The fridge door opens and shuts. I offer to help. He answers no. He's the cook. I sit in the living room, write poetry, which is pretty and all, but we wouldn't starve without it. He caps a turret of steam with the pot's lid. He pours water and elicits the magician's puff of smoke.
That's Al Ortolani reading from Ghost Sign, Poems from White Buffalo. Al, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's my pleasure. I really enjoy this.